Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Joining me now is Dan Bishop. He is a candidate, Republican candidate, up in North Carolina to become the Attorney General of that state, replacing Josh Stein, the Democrat who's running for governor. Good morning, Dan Bishop.
Good morning, friend. How are you, Tara? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing great. I want to ask you about illegal immigration this morning, as we're learning the shocking news that Trenday Aragua did, in fact, take over apartment complexes in the state of Colorado, that the FBI met and Department of Homeland Security met with the police and the apartment complex owners and admitted Trenday Aragua has also taken over other apartment complexes throughout the state of Colorado. It's not limited to Aurora. And we're waking up this morning to learn that Trenday Aragua and another Cuban gang are beginning to take territory in the Permian Basin, oil production territory. They are going in, threatening people's lives. There's an FBI memo out this morning warning people, but not offering to actually do anything. That is warning people. They're coming out there. They're stealing expensive fracking equipment. They're running people off the road. They're threatening to kill them if they don't hand over the copper wire, get out of their way. So we're watching illegal immigrants take territory and do really scary things. In the state of North Carolina, Dan Bishop, there are 500,000 that we know of illegal immigrants. I just looked this up, including, this is just the latest from June, an international fugitive wanted for child rape who was arrested in Gastonia. It's crazy. What will you do different, better than Democrat Josh Stein did when he held this office if they elect you?
Bring the heat. Look, we're 60 days out from our election today. And the question, what you're doing, as you always have, Tara, is putting out information that others see fit to conceal. The argument over the Colorado apartment complex takeovers, you know, you've watched it be, it's been a tennis match for like 5 or 6 days, right?
Where, yeah.
if they're saying something's going on, nothing's unusual going on, and additional sort of citizen viral videos would pop up and deny it again. So suddenly, it finally it begins to leak out. It is the pattern. Why wouldn't I sit on the Homeland Security Committee? I haven't gotten any word out of the FBI or the Department of Homeland Security about this new threat to the homeland. I've been asking witnesses for about 3 years. Once a year, when Christine Abaze, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, and Chris Wray and Alejandro Mayorkas will be sitting before us, when do we get ultraviolence? When do we get the same gang violent techniques that are used habitually in Mexico, things that would make American sensitivities that would blow them away? And you never get, you sort of get the contemptuous non-answer. But it's gradually cropping up. You gave the example of the arrestee in Gaston County.
Mm-hmm.
We also had in the city of Charlotte the example of the Honduran illegal immigrant, 18 years old, in the company of a 16-year-old as yet unidentified person, but probably also an illegal immigrant, going through the city on a random shooting spree, is how it's been described. One person killed, multiple people injured within the last couple of months, which has been described also as an MS-13 ritual. Right here in North Carolina, in Charlotte, your old hometown. And look, your question was, what do you do? I certainly know that you don't walk in and blink your eyes and fix it, but there's going to be a culture change from the top of the law enforcement structure in North Carolina, because we're going to, with the help of the General Assembly, and then I'm going to enforce it. Sheriffs in North Carolina are going to cooperate with federal immigration authorities. But obviously, if it's a Biden federal immigration authority and they've completely just about dismantled any effort to deport people, then it's not going to make the difference. You've got to have the changes at the federal level too. And I'll join the attorneys general across the country who are suing whenever possible to force DHS to follow law. But look, that is a last ditch effort when you have an administration that is lawless. American people have to get the information in these last 60 days before they make a decision, much shorter in some ways because the election day is really election month or so. And American people have to decide what they're going to do. They are the only ones who can make a decision to change course. But it is as bad as you say, and it is rapidly on the way to getting worse, because we've also got people on the terror watch list coming in without any constraint. 8 Tajiks in one story, FBI subsequently picks up in cities, coincidentally, all over the country. In other words, those people spread out across the country. Why? It's pretty clear.
They're letting them in.
It is as purposeful as it can be. And I've always asked the question, at the heart of it, why are they doing it? People say, well, they want votes. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I'm afraid it's darker than that. They want something worse. I think it's the same reason you see a certain intellectual edifice built in favor of abolishing the U.S. Constitution. You keep seeing these columns appear in the New York Times. This is really radical stuff. When you put the C word to it, communist people start rolling their eyes. But what are they talking about? And what the communists do? They build societal disaffection, disorder, ungovernable circumstances. And if it doesn't look like it in Colorado and in Aurora, and as you're saying, it's more widespread. You actually are ahead of me in information gathering, which irritates me because I'm supposed to be informed. But you rapidly find it's worse than you imagine. It certainly. You can understand how it's gotten to be that point, but it's little by little and then all at once, right?
Absolutely. And the other thing that I'm seeing right now, Republicans are going through this kind of psychological phase of beginning to realize there's significant election fraud going on in this country by the Democrats. Ken Paxton is leading the way. In Texas, he just raided the homes of several Democrats in their state legislature there, found they were working with liberal nonprofits to illegally register illegal immigrants to vote. So that was last week. Now he's suing to stop Democrat nonprofits from illegally registering illegals to vote. They are sending them and others unsolicited absentee ballots, which is illegal under Texas law. And so as he sues and raids and investigates, Dan, we're finding out about a massive level of illegal registration and illegal immigrant registration going on in Texas. They were sitting in DMV parking lots and registering illegals as they came out. They'd go in and get their papers. They'd go in and get, you know, take their papers from Joe Biden, get their IDs. They weren't being registered to vote, so the Democrats were registering them in the parking lots. That's what the raids were about. What this shows us, this can't just be going on in Texas, Dan. And so Ken Paxton has thrown off this, oh, we're going to pretend it's not happening, and he's fighting by himself. Will you join him, and what will you do in North Carolina?
100%. As I announced about a year ago, my campaign in North Carolina for attorney general, a lot of people who were, you know, want to see fight in Congress were like, man, you're the only guy who fights up there in the North Carolina delegation. Why are you leaving? I don't want you to leave Congress. I want you to keep fighting. But they haven't understood what Ken Paxton has figured out. And there are a handful of state attorneys general around the country who are aggressive and innovative and groundbreaking enough. And it is a constant, frankly. So there, this fairly obscure until the last 20 years or so, and 10 years certainly, state government position, which is kind of the David against Goliath of all the federal bureaucracy and everything else. But what Ken has been, and I know him well, he's breaking ground every day. And there's some other guys, Bailey out in Missouri, and Patrick Morrissey in Virginia, in West Virginia, now running for governor there. But I'm going to take a leadership role nationally. And I'm also going to enforce the law in North Carolina. So we're going to bulk up the activity, and we're going to get after it and consult closely with Ken and others. When you've only got 27 in the country now, Republican attorneys general who are prepared to act, the amount, the effectiveness per fighter there has been amazing.
Yeah.
And that's why I left Congress, or I'm leaving Congress. And it's why, and you better believe we're going to get after it in North Carolina.
Dan Bishop, again, running for attorney general as a Republican in North Carolina. How can people find you?
They should go to votedanbishop.com, and they can put their name in if they want to get a periodic newsletter and updates as the campaign wraps up. We're in good shape. We're in shape to compete. That's been the case, by the way. These spots are sometimes so obscure to people, particularly on the Republican side, who don't love lawyers for good and sound reasons. They've sort of missed them. So, like the last guy up was outspending North Carolina down the stretch 25-1, and he lost by 0.2%. The people are waiting to support a candidacy that is about restoring law and order by every mechanism available that has been otherwise used to twist the law and accomplish woke ideology. And that's going to end. But we're ready to compete. It's going to be a robust final 60 days, especially when we get toward the launching of the airwaves campaign later in the month of September. So I hope they'll watch. They can also follow me. I don't hold back on Twitter or X at Dan Bishop NC. And also on Facebook and Instagram, the same account name.
Dan Bishop, thanks for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning to you. So two details I want to highlight here. The first is what Brooke was just mentioning about the father admitting to investigators that he bought his son the gun as a Christmas present last year, which means he bought the gun for his son after sitting down with law enforcement and them telling him that his son had made school shooting threats. And the other thing that's come up is that the shooter's aunt told the Washington Post that he had been, quote, begging the adults around him for mental health support in recent months.
Shaking my head. Now we're finding out, just breaking on Fox News, dad not only bought him the gun for Christmas, he brought him bullets. Let that sink in. He bought him bullets. This after the FBI triangulated threats to shoot up the school to their home. The FBI ultimately, I guess, couldn't be bothered to go themselves. After all, they were hot on the trail of Tim Pool, podcaster. Because the company he works for takes Russian money. So, you know, had to go get Timmy. I didn't have time to do things like stop school shooter shoot. Anyway, yeah. The online threats even contained photographs of the guns. Within 24 hours, the FBI determined the online post originated in Georgia, triangulated it right to the house, and sent Sheriff's Department, Jackson County Sheriff's Department officials to the home, where they told dad, hey, you know, there's threats to shoot up the school coming from this house. And then one of the most ridiculous lines I've ever read from the FBI, and that's saying something. The subject, talk about the then 13-year-old boy, the subject denied making threats online. Okay. There at the time, there was no probable cause for arrest. Yesterday, a genius-level texter on our text line pointed out, well, gosh, the January 6th folks should have just said, well, no, I didn't do it. I wasn't there. Remember, over 1,000 of the arrests in the January 6th case came from the FBI triangulating their phones to the Capitol grounds. And many of them never even went into the Capitol. They didn't trespass, but they were charged anyway, based on where their phone was. So, I mean, they didn't know. I mean, all you had to do was say, oh, yeah, no, I know my phone registered as there, but I wasn't there. No, not me, no. And you could get away with it. Who knew? Right? So, I'm still trying to understand this, because this just wrapped my head around this, okay? So, the FBI, which is too busy infiltrating Catholic churches and lying about it to Congress at a felony level, because that's a felony, Too busy flipping choir directors. They actually did that. Too busy two offices sending agents in to spy on Catholic churches. Based, by the way, on no criminal activity of any kind. They just don't like conservative Catholics. Let's not kid ourselves. They hate Christians, period. Too busy doing that to personally go to the house. But the Jackson County Sheriff's officials tell Dad, hey, you know what originated from this house? Kid says, I didn't do it. FBI says, ah, cool, fine, that's all right. And the Jackson County Sheriff's Department, according to the FBI, so it might be true, did alert local schools for continuing monitoring of the subject. Now, I got to know about this. Did they let him back in knowing this? Were they told? And if so, did they have to? Or was it a choice? Because that'd be another whole level of stupidity there. But somehow in Georgia, whatever the case, a kid who threatened to shoot up the school was able to say, oh, me shoot, I didn't do that, and was sent to school to kill. With the gun, his dad then bought him for Christmas. I mean, this is a level of grinding stupidity. I mean, we're talking room temperature IQ maybe below here. This is the kind of moron that's going to cost us all our guns. Because the left loves this kind of thing. And they were out in force this week. They're all over X. If you love your children, you'll give up your guns. Why? So you can roll the tanks down my street with an FBI agent sitting there in a tank? So you can roll the Humvees down my street, take pot shots at me? That actually happened in Minnesota under Tim Walz, by the way. Yeah, they sent the SWAT division of the National Guard down the streets in armored Humvees, and they fired rubber bullets at people who went further than their front porches. That's why they don't want us able to shoot back. It has nothing to do with school shootings. They don't care. So dad gets the visit, says, oh, my kid didn't do it. Well, who do you think did, honey? They triangulated the thing to your house. That's how they found you. And then he goes, you know what? That reminds me. I've been meaning to buy Junior a gun for Christmas. But gosh, what good is a gun without bullets? And so he bought the bullets. I'm quite frankly amazed the judge bonded him out. This guy is a menace to society. He is too stupid to function. He should never be around children. Should have been bond denied. Too dangerous. What a moron. Here is this moron as he was videoed during the original visit by the Jackson County Sheriff.
Let me ask you this. Do you have weapons in the house?
I do.
Are they accessible to him?
They are. I mean, there's nothing loaded, but they are down.
Okay.
We do a lot of shooting. We do a lot of deer hunting. He shot his first deer this year. Teaching about firearms and safety and how to do it all and get him interested in the outdoors. Mm-hmm. He knows the seriousness of weapons and what they can do and how to use them and not use them.
Sure sounds like he did, didn't he?
Let me ask you this. Do you have weapons in the house?
There's no words for this. I hope he rots in prison. You know, we need to begin putting people like this in prison. I'm glad we're doing it. You know why? It creates a pressure release valve. Because if we don't put them in prison, they're coming for us and our guns. Law-abiding gun owners. I'm blown away by this. And we have guns in our house. My husband's a Marine. That's his hobby. He loves guns. There is not a single gun in our house that is not locked up. No child can access the gun. Every single one of them is locked up. And it's always been that way. They weren't that way before the kids were born. And, you know, someday when the kids go, I look forward to being able to more easily access our guns. But right now we have kids. And we have good kids. I actually would trust them around guns. We've taken them to the fire range, took my daughter. But we don't leave guns unsecured with children in the house. You'd have to be nuts. This guy clearly was. This is the kind of people the left are going to use to take our guns. We need to start locking them up. And I'm glad that the Georgia Bureau of Investigation is doing that. Amen to them. It won't bring back the dead, but. And then for the aunt to say the kid was mentally ill, was begging for help and couldn't get it from his parents, but could get a gun and bullets for Christmas. Wow. Okay, the new jobs report is out. Bureau of Labor Statistics says labor market added 142,000 jobs, less than expected. That is a crappy jobs report. But since we know that on average, the Biden administration lies to about a million jobs, that's what it is, right? Just under 30% fake. They'll tell you it's fake later. Because the statistics are so manipulated now when they come out of this. And this agency's lied to us before. They claim the creation of 818,000 jobs that actually weren't created. That was last week's scandal. So let's adjust it, shall we? Let's adjust it. You know, we're going to learn to need to learn to do this. I saw an interview one time. It was with a person who had lived in an authoritarian regime where the media was controlled. And they were asked, you know, what was it like not really knowing what was going on? And they said something interesting. Oh, we knew. No, we learned to read between the lies. We could kind of tell what the truth was. A skill Americans are going to need to pick up if Kamala Harris wins. And this administration continues. So let's see. The 30% of the jobs we know at least are fake, right? That's kind of the history. So I'll adjust it for you. It's not 142,000 jobs created. It would be 99,400. There we go. See, you don't even have to wait for the adjustment or the admission of the lie, which will come after the election when they adjust it down. See, job reports used to adjust up a little or down a little. That's normal in our country. Now they only adjust down because the original one is a lie. A lie to further the idea that Obamanomics is working. I'm sorry, Bidenomics is working when it's not. It's really Obamanomics. Because let's not kid ourselves. This is just the extension of Obama's presidency. Okay, so 99,400 jobs. There, I fixed it. Okay, speaking of authoritarian regimes. You know something about Kamala Harris? You know how you can tell the real Kamala Harris from the fake one? It's been on the campaign trail, the fake one that talks with that very strange accent, passion in her voice. The real Kamala Harris sounds assertive. The real Kamala Harris is a wannabe dictator. Just in the past week, we've had several of these clips sort of reemerge of her and what she wants to do. She wants to silence you. She wants to end the First Amendment as we know it. This is just the latest of these clips overnight in which Harris terrifyingly is saying she will direct the Department of Justice to censor hate and misinformation. So that'd be anything true you're saying about the Democrat Party, right? Because that's all they've censored to date. And the FBI is, of course, the police force of the Department of Injustice. So it's all the same thing. So she says she will direct the Department of Injustice to censor misinformation and hate. So let me give you this. So misinformation would be like when you say the laptop is Hunter's and so are the crimes on it, like that. That's misinformation. In other words, true things that make the Democrat Party look bad and hurt their chances at the ballot box. Okay, here's Kamala Harris making one of the most terrifying statements I've ever heard. This was circa 2019.
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Oh, yeah. Elon Musk is totally going to prison if she wins. Now, who's she gonna censor again? I guess starting with, what? Trump's ex account, I suppose.
He and his account should be taken down. Okay. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Huh. So will we be taking the FBI's Facebook account, Instagram account, WhatsApp account? Will we be taking that? will be taking their Twitter account because they are the biggest Russian disinformers on earth. I mean, they told us their Hunter Biden laptop, which we now found out was in their possession at the time, so they knew better, was Russian disinformation. Well, when is their account going to be removed? When will that be? How about the Department of Justice itself? They lied to the FISA court about Russia collusion and the Russia hacking. They knew it wasn't true when they told the FISA court they needed to spy on Trump to get those warrants. Will we be taking their account? Oh, wait, they're the ones going to do the censorship. I see. Makes sense. Senator Josh Hawley explained how the reviving of the Russia hoax this week is actually about censorship. I'll have that. It's pretty incredible stuff coming up next. Well, after zero pushback from Republican leaders, zip, zilch, nada, not from Tim Scott, not from Lindsey Graham, and certainly not from Mike Johnson, who's simply pretending that Europe isn't asserting the right to extradite Americans for trial for free speech violations. Mike's just pretending he doesn't know that. The FBI has now come out. Hey, Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia, 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 Russia. Retelling a lot of the old Russian hoax lies that have now been debunked. Isn't it interesting they're more interested in going after the highly popular conservative podcaster Tim Pool than they are even bothering to follow up about the shooter in Georgia? Couldn't be bothered to even go to his home. They're too busy pursuing Tim because the company he works for took some Russian money that Tim, they admit, didn't even know about and wasn't influenced by. That's actually in the indictment. Why are they doing this? Senator Josh Hawley knows, and he explained to Laura Ingraham.
This is the third straight presidential election, Laura, that they've tried this. Nobody believes this stuff. This isn't about foreign interference by Russia. This is a smokescreen for domestic interference by our deep state and the Democrat Party. This is the same play that they've run for years. In 2016, the FBI used this playbook in order to interfere in our election that year. Lie to a court, get wire Trumps on tap on Trump and launder it through the media. You remember all of that. Then in 2020, anybody remember the Hunter Biden laptop story that they suppressed? Big tech went right along with it. And now it's this again. It's the same old thing. And I just say again, nobody believes this stuff.
Well, actually, the sheeple do. That's like 48% of America right there. And then Laura Ingraham said this. I thought it was profound.
This is a slippery slope, is it not? If the government can say entire topics, essentially, are off limits, where is the freedom in any of that?
What's she talking about? If you read that indictment, it's literally terrifying. So is the press conference if you read the full readout on it. They're saying if you are online and you are against printing another $100 billion for Ukraine. We already printed $100 billion. You paid at the grocery store when you checked out. Then you're circulating Russian talking points. Well, but what if I just don't want to support printing more money for Ukraine? Oh, that's Russian propaganda. Can't say that. Can't say that. See what's going on here? If you talk about the inflation caused by the printing for Ukraine, what are you? You are a Russian disinformer. And that's how they use the Russian hoax to censor.
Well, here's what Mark Zuckerberg revealed to the American people, which is that the government colluded, our government colluded with big tech to force censorship on the American people. Laura, that is absolutely unconstitutional. The First Amendment does not allow it. It prohibits it. They're trying to do the same thing again. This is an attempt to legitimize it, to say, oh, now the Russians are doing it. So therefore, big tech, you've got to go out there and take down any posts about inflation or the border. You've got to censor all of this content. It's the same old thing. And I just don't believe the American people are going to fall for it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.